Libya has long attracted illegal migrants from other parts of Africa and the Middle East, many looking to work in oil fields or to board ships bound for Europe. And now Libyan authorities say they want help to stop this flow of migrants. NPR's Leila Fadel was in Libya recently and sent us this report.
Gun-toting militiamen man the steel gate that leads into the Tripoli Zoo. A sign promises a garden of animals. Inside, there are paths that meander through a maze of cages and animal habitats. Monkeys climb trees, hippos submerge themselves in water, and lions lounge in the heat. And just a few hundred yards away, there is a different kind of cage. Inside, there are people, migrants waiting to be deported or to prove they are in Libya legally. Sayed Ghazallah has his men unlock the padlock on the steel bars. He is the head of a militia paid to deal with the overflow of illegal immigrants. This is not a cage, he insists. It's just a temporary detention center. As Ghazallah enters, the men inside jump up from the floor. Speaking Arabic, he asks a man from Mali where his passport is. The man motions that he's already given it to Ghazallah's men. How long have you been here? Asks the militia commander. The man looks bewildered. He explains in rudimentary Arabic that he came 7 days ago. He says he was hoping to make money to support his family. Ghazallah tells him he will be deported. There are about 30 people holed up here. They sleep on blankets on the floor. If they can prove they're here legally and test negative for hepatitis C and HIV, they are let go. But most will be deported. Ghazallah says he and his men process around 150 migrants a day. Libya's been under criticism in Europe since a boat packed with migrants that had set sail from its shores sank as it approached an Italian island last month. More than 300 people drowned. Just days later, another boat capsized, leaving dozens dead, most of them refugees from the war in Syria. Ghazallah is incensed by the criticism from Italy and other European states. The Europeans are on TV talking and talking about Libya, how we don't stop these boats, he says, so why don't they help us? Libya, he says, needs Coast Guard boats, cameras, and equipment to secure its borders. What did Europe give us to deal with this, he asks. We are not their policemen. And the people coming into Libya and heading to Europe, he says, don't even have bread to eat. Why isn't Europe helping them? Right-wing European politicians are taking tough anti-immigration stances, pointing especially at migrants coming from Libya. Their comments resonate with many in Europe who suffer in the current economic climate. Nigel Clark, the Libya director for the Danish Refugee Council, says it's a problem being hyped up, playing on European xenophobia.
Unfortunately, European politicians tend to exaggerate for their own purposes the numbers of people trying to claim asylum in Europe.
He says the burden for Europe from asylum seekers is minuscule compared to the number fleeing from conflict zones like Syria. Only 30,000 asylum seekers reached Italy by sea this year. The bigger problem, he says, is that most migrants who make harrowing and expensive journeys just to get to Libya are only hoping to find work here. But legally, most can't. Yet there is demand. Migrant day laborers line up on the side of the road in downtown Tripoli every day, waiting for someone to pick them for a job. What Libya needs, says Clark, is immigration reform.
Allowing those people to come in legally and officially and staying for maybe 1 or 2 years, and going back, which is actually what most of them want, you know, is one thing that needs to happen.
But for now, with little chance of finding work legally and no way to find temporary asylum here, migrants continue to make dangerous desert treks to reach Libya, and others pay thousands of dollars to board small boats for a risky voyage to European shores. Leila Fadel, NPR News,